Contagion, as well as a whole lot of bad ones. It was not a black swan event. Second, we should understand better the astonishing power of exponential growth. It was powerfully displayed in the rising death rates during the early phase of the contagion. Exponential growth is driving other changes in our lives too, and if we understand that, we will manage them far better. Introduction. Artificial intelligence, AI, is humanity's most powerful technology. It's getting more powerful at an exponential rate. For most of us, the obvious manifestation of AI today is the smartphone. We take them for granted now, but many of us are glued to them. They bring all the world's knowledge to our fingertips, as well as Angry Birds and zombies. They're emphatically not just a luxury for people in developed countries. They provide clever payment systems, education, and market information, which enable people in the emerging markets to compete and participate in the modern world. The evolution of smartphones, so far, offers an intriguing analogy for the development of AI in the future. Nobody suggested 30 years ago that we would have powerful AIs in our pockets in the form of telephones. But now that it's happened, it seems obvious and entirely logical. We are highly social animals. Because we have language, we can communicate complicated ideas, suggestions, and instructions. We can work together in large teams and organize, produce economic surpluses, and develop technologies. It's because of our unrivaled ability to communicate that we control the fate of this planet and every species on it. It wasn't and couldn't have been predicted in advance, but in hindsight, what could be more logical than our most powerful technology, AI, becoming available to most of us in the form of a communication device? 30 years ago, we didn't know how the mobile phone market would develop. Today, we don't know how the digital disruption, which is transforming so many industries, will evolve over the next 30 years. We don't know for certain whether technological unemployment will be the result of automation of jobs by AI, or whether automation will facilitate the creation of new jobs in the way it has since well before the start of the Industrial Revolution. What is the equivalent of the smartphone phenomenon for digital disruption and automation? Chances are it will be something different from what most people expect today, but it will seem entirely natural and predictable in hindsight. Making forecasts is risky, especially about the future, but this book will describe a series of formidable challenges which AI will present, alongside its enormous benefits. It will argue that we should monitor more closely the changes that are happening, and that we should develop a range of policy options to secure the best possible outcomes. The range of possible outcomes is wide, from the terrible to the wonderful, and they're not predetermined. They will be selected partly by luck, partly by their own internal logic, but partly also by the policies embraced at all levels of society. Individuals must prepare themselves to be as flexible as possible to meet the challenges of a fast-changing world. Organizations must try and anticipate the changes most relevant to them and adapt their strategies and tactics accordingly. Governments must frame regulations which will encourage the better outcomes and fend off the worst ones. To some extent, they must deploy the huge financial and human resources at their disposal too, although given the uncertainty about future developments, which will prevail at all stages, they must be cautious about this. Automation and superintelligence are the two forces which we can already see are likely to cause huge impacts. Many people remain sceptical about one or both of them. And of course, no one knows for sure how they will unfold, but we would be very unwise to ignore them. The arrival of superintelligence, if and when it happens, would represent a technological singularity, usually just referred to as the singularity. Singularity is a term borrowed from maths and physics, and means a point where a variable becomes infinite, and as a result, the normal rules cease to apply. This would be